Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And don't forget, glad to be back. It's 8:15. Let's talk to Dr. B. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy, I'm great. How about you?
Hot. Been off for a week doing some stuff outside, and it is just, man, it felt football practice hot.
It's pretty terrible, I know.
Healthy eating is great benefits, of course, from head to toe, but when your food budget's tight, it might be hard to put nutrition first. Dr. B right now from People's Health is going to discuss how some extra planning and know-how can make all the difference. And I guess, Doc, we start with, why is healthy diet important?
Yeah, a healthy diet is really critical to so many things in your body. And right now, like you said, it can be difficult if you're on a budget or with the soaring price of groceries. But when you eat healthy, you really boost your immune system, which protects you from infections. You can strengthen your bones and muscles and actually prevent or manage a lot of those chronic health conditions we see all the time, things like heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Those are just some of the benefits of a healthy diet.
What are some of the foods of a healthy diet?
Yeah, so in general, you want to think about, you know, four major types of food that you want to try to incorporate into your diet. For every meal, things like whole grains are very critical. Fruits and vegetables as well. Everybody knows that. Low-fat dairy products. You want to try to stay away from the high fats. And then lean proteins are really important. Things like beans and salmon and other types of fishes. But keep in mind that, you know, healthy eating is going to look different for everybody. It may be personal preference, but it also may be may require some modifications because of your health condition. So you want to talk to your doctor. They may be able to recommend specific foods you should or shouldn't eat based on your health and also your lifestyle.
I saw a physician yesterday in a break room eating something out of a brightly colored bag, and I thought, you know what? If it's in a brightly colored bag, probably not. What are some tips for eating on a healthy budget or eating healthy on a budget?
Yeah, like you said, any prepackaged items are usually not as healthy for you. So,
in a brightly colored bag, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what I tell people to do, and this is actually really simple but very important, is plan your meals out in advance. You know, the weekend is a great time to kind of think about what do I have on my schedule for next week? What do I think I'm gonna need to eat? And that extra time and effort that you spend up front can really save you a lot of time and preparation. It's going to save you money and then that energy you need to cook during the week. So one of the really most important things and easy things to do is to shop your own pantry. And, you know, everybody's got tons of food in their pantry usually. You want to go through that because there's a lot of things that can be incorporated into meals. Make a list of all those things you have. Throw out the stuff that's no good anymore. You know, an example would be if you've got some leftover black beans from, you know, last week's meal, then you can incorporate those into a new meal, something like a black bean soup. You know, if you've got a half a bag of frozen vegetables in your freezer, then you can actually maybe turn those into a stir fry. And you want to kind of think about when those items are going to go bad, because you don't want to waste food. That actually is going to cost you even more money.
How would one go about building the rest of a meal plan?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things to do is look for recipes that share ingredients. If you eat something different 7 days a week, it's going to cost you more. So if you find things that use the same types of ingredients, you can use different low-cost herbs and spices that'll help keep the meals feeling fresh. So a good example is, you know, if you really like to eat chicken, rather than buying individual chicken, you can actually get a whole chicken, cook it early in the week and then use it for several dishes. That'll make it go longer. It's actually less expensive to buy a whole chicken than it is to buy chicken pieces or you know, breast meat and stuff like that. And then you could do, you know, chicken and vegetable soup one night and then do teriyaki chicken with brown rice the next night. And then the other thing that's really important is make sure you check for the sales at your grocery. So wherever you go, there's always going to be items that they're trying to, you know, get you to buy. They're going to put big discounts on those things. You used to be able to go through the newspaper and find out what was on sale. It's actually super easy now. Go to their website, and usually they'll have a sales section. Some of them also have apps where you can get digital coupons that you link to your loyalty card. That way, when you go in and scan your card, you may get, you know, $5, $10 off your entire grocery bill.
And they usually have a brochure when you walk into it, and the store will tell you what's on sale. How about some other tips, Doc?
Yeah, so, you know, some other things to kind of mix it up is try something a little different. Do, like, meatless Mondays, you know, so at least once a week, try to swap out those animal meats, things like hamburger and chicken, and try a plant-based protein. There's a lot of things you can get. Chickpeas in particular, or lentils, can be very tasty. They sometimes even have a similar texture to some of those meats. So if you spice them right, they're going to actually taste very good, but they're a lot less expensive than the meat is, and they have a much longer shelf life as well. And then another thing to think about is you can also bulk up your meals with those plant-based proteins. So think about this. If you normally cook about 2 pounds of ground beef for your, you know, Taco Tuesdays, then try cooking 1 pound of beef, but mix in some lentil beans, because that's going to actually mix in with the meat. It's going to give you a similar flavor and texture, but you're not using that expensive item. You're using something a little less expensive.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up with Eating with the Seasons. Dr. Brent Wallace is our guest, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, talking about healthy eating, but with a tight budget. 821 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Happy to be back from vacation. Eating healthy has great benefits from the top of you to the bottom of you, but when the food budget's tight, might be hard to put that at the top of the list. Dr. B is here from People's Health, Chief Medical Officer, to talk about some tips to eat healthy on a tight budget. Doc, tell me about Eating with the Seasons. How do you do that?
Yeah, Eating with the Seasons is great because it provides some variety but can also save you a little bit of money too. And really all that is, you know, nowadays when you go to the grocery, you can buy pretty much absolutely anything all year round. But in the past, you used to only be able to get whatever was in season. And if you buy the items that are in season, they're likely to be less expensive because they haven't had to travel as far. And then you can actually cycle throughout the year through different fruits and vegetables. It's going to keep your meals more interesting and give you a better variety of nutrients in your diet.
What produce is in season now?
Yeah, so during the summer, we see a ton of apples. We see a lot of berries, in particular strawberries and blueberries, figs and peaches. Peaches can be really great. I grill those a lot, actually. They're fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, and then vegetables, okra, red peppers, and tomatoes are actually really good right now. And you can actually go online and you can see all the different variety of fruits and vegetables that are in season by the months that they're in season. So it can give you an idea about how to plan that menu.
What about some other ways to save money on groceries?
Yeah, so, you know, the other thing to keep in mind with fruits and vegetables is, you know, don't limit yourself to just fresh options, because frozen and canned produce can actually be a healthy alternative, and they usually cost a lot less than those fresh fruits and vegetables. So, you know, the one thing you do have to be a little careful about, though, when you shop for any canned goods is make sure that they're packed in water or the fruit juice itself, not syrup. You want to make sure they don't have any added sugar in there. And then for the vegetables, you want to make sure that they're labeled as low sodium, because sometimes they will add salt to preserve that vegetable. That can be bad for people with things like high blood pressure. And then, you know, think outside of the grocery stores as well. You can go to farmers markets or little stands on the side of the road. A lot of times they're going to have very fresh food. It may be at a lower price because they need to sell it before it goes bad. Some of those even will accept SNAP benefits.
What about some other tips?
Yeah, so the other thing is, you know, think about how you buy your groceries. Try to stock up when you can. If you've got a little bit of extra money or if something is on sale on, you know, frozen produce, for example, or things that you can keep for longer that are not going to go bad, things like rice and pasta, high-fiber cereals, buying those in bulk can be less expensive. And even some meats you can sometimes buy in bulk and actually freeze them. They'll stay good for quite a while like that. And then be real careful not to buy things that are trendy. Some of those advertisements are not all about sales. You know, you may get bombarded by these fad diets or ingredients that claim to solve all your health problems in the world and make you lose weight. But a lot of those can be really expensive, and the benefits may not actually be there. You want to really just focus on kind of a consistent, healthy diet in each of those categories. We were talking about the whole grains, the fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy, and all those lean proteins, you know, just so that you can really enjoy your meals and be healthy while doing it.
Any final advice, Dr. B?
Yeah, the other thing to remember is, you know, everybody is different. There's really no one-size-fits-all approach to healthy eating. But keep in mind to talk to your doctor about your diet. It's really important, especially if you're on medications or you've got any chronic illnesses, because, again, they may be able to give you some clues into how to help improve your health conditions through your diet and tell you what to avoid as well.
And I'll add, if you can eat something out of a brightly colored bag, every now and then might be okay, but you don't want to make a habit of it.
Yeah, we always say moderation. You know, doing processed food every once in a while is a little bit of a treat, but if it's every meal, that's not good for you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. You can visit the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie at 3017 Vets in Metairie if you want to find out more about People's Health. It's between North Causeway and Trader Joe's. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins always welcome. You can't miss it. You can also go to the website, peopleshealth.com, or give them a call at 1-800-978-9765, peopleshealth.com. The People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets between Causeway and Trader Joe's, or call 1-800-978-9765. We're going to talk to Jeff Palermo about those LSU Tigers when we come back here on WWL. We are getting ready to talk some LSU football here, 8:45, quarter till 9. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com. Columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. You can see all his stuff at WWL.com. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. You know, I was wondering, listening to Coach Kelly and thinking about the transfer portal, did they have any kind of mixer or anything, any kind of cocktail party where they got...
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Everybody together so they could see who was who and, you know, shake hands and recognize faces, those kind of things, because it's a completely different team, is it not?
Well, and they've been together for a long time, though, Tommy. I mean, it really came together back in January once they added all these pieces out of the transfer portal, and many of them were there involved in spring football, and then you had the off-season conditioning. So I think this is a team that, you know, Brian Kelly really feels good about. In fact, I think he's just very overly optimistic when you look at, you know, you got 64 returning players, you got 18 transfer portal additions and 28 true freshmen. And I think the thing that he loves about this team is the amount of depth that he has. In particular, he spoke, and I wrote about it, that you can look at the article over at WWL.com about just all the depth he has at that wide receiver position, where he thinks it's the most he's ever had in his time as a head coach, as far as his amount of talent that he's ever had at that wide receiver position. He says he's got 8 SEC caliber receivers, and, you know, really only 3 or 4 could play at one time. So there's going to be some talented wideouts that are not going to see much action this season.
That's saying a lot, but it also makes me think that you got some fresh legs in the second half, right?
Well, and that was one of the things that Brian Kelly talked about rotating these guys through. You know, you go back to, you know, just a couple years ago when, you know, you had Malik Nabers out there and you kind of ran with the same four or five guys really throughout the entire season. And you just went with, you know, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas and Kyron Lacy, and those were your three main guys. And then there were, every now and then, you kind of sprinkled in a couple of new guys in there, but there were some guys that just never really got a chance to play, including Aaron Anderson, who then eventually broke through and had a huge season last year for LSU. But you know, you go back to the 2019 team, greatest offense in college football history, and they really did do a nice job despite having some really top-end talent, obviously, with the Justin Jefferson and those guys. They were able to sprinkle a lot more of those guys in there, but part of it was they were beating everybody up so badly that they were able to play, you know, second and third string wide receivers in the fourth quarter in a lot of those games.
I know you didn't bring it up for this, but that Kyron Lacy story is just such a tragedy in so many different ways.
It's a tragedy. It's really just a horrible story. You know, and I think you know, we saw it at SEC Media Days. I believe it was Garrett Nussmeier who had the tribute to Kyron Lacy as far as inside his jacket. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of the players are going to be thinking about him. I know some of the guys that have moved on, you know, in particular, like Malik Nabers talked about, you know, if maybe they were around for another season, mm-hmm. you know, Kyron would have maybe that might have helped a little bit, but it's a very troubling, very tough story. And I think something that will be on the mind, it's going to be on the minds of a lot of these players. I know it's not going to be spoken about a ton, but trust me, I mean, I think there's a lot of guys on this current team that think about him every day.
And so troubling that, you know, I had to look it up to make sure that I wasn't misspeaking, because it's like, wait, did I make this up or not? Or no, I didn't make it up. It really did happen.
No, it's shocking to think that one of your top wide receivers on that LSU football team a season ago is no longer with us. It really is shocking.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about, you know, we got all these receivers, Garrett Nussmeier, you know, Jaden Daniels. He's not going to run it. So thaw it a lot, right? So if we're going to thaw it a lot, you need to have time. And let's talk about the offensive line when we return. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist. You can find his stuff at WWL.com, Louisiana Network News Director, talking about the LSU Tigers. If y'all got any questions or comments, the Okunor Jeweler Talk and Text Line's open at 504-260-1870 about particular positions or players. I'll pass them along. We come back right now. Traffic, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, about those LSU Tigers. And I know you wrote in your piece, Jeff, that Brian Kelly talked about Nussmeier being a little bit faster.
Yeah, a little bit faster. And, you know, Nussmeier talked about it at SEC Media Days about the willingness to run the football a little bit more this season. You know, one of the things that you know, Brian Kelly, he talked about it yesterday, that he does not want to see Nussmeier throwing the ball into danger as much as he did a season ago. And one way he can do that is instead of, you know, trying to thread the needle and hit a wide receiver between a couple of defenders, just tuck it and run.
Hang on. I thought we had eight SEC wide receivers.
Well, they're not going to be open on every play, Tommy.
Well, but you would think one of them would be, right? Because you can't double everybody, right?
You're right about that.
That's all I'm saying.
But there's nothing wrong with the quarterback taking off and running.
But I'm laying a foundation here, Jeff Palermo, and that is, in order for Garrett Nussmeier to find the open receiver, he needs to have time to go through his regressions, right? And that comes to the offensive line.
That comes to the offensive line, and it's, you know, it's been well documented that LSU just returns one offensive lineman, starting offensive lineman from a season ago, and that's DJ Chester. And Brian Kelly announced yesterday that Chester's going to be at left guard, and the transfer from Virginia Tech, Braylon Moore, will be at center. You know, Chester was a center last year, but he's probably more suited to play guard, and Braylon Moore is a very good center who's got experience, a two-year starter with the Hokies. And then your tackles are Tyree Adams at the moment and Weston Davis. And then a transfer from Northwestern University, Josh Thompson, would be starting at right guard. But there's guys pushing them, especially at the guard position. Remember, Paul Mubenga made five starts last year. I mean, he's pushing at the guard position. Cohen Eccles, who played a lot in the bowl game, he's pushing at a guard position. And then also at the tackles, those guys are getting pushed as well. You got a couple of guys there that are hoping to potentially break through, and Carius Kern and Bo Bordelon. So, again, we talked about it right off at the top of this, about the depth, and this is another position group where I think they have the depth, but it still remains a big question mark. I mean, LSU has not been able to have a traditional running attack really during the time that Brian Kelly's been the head coach here. It, when they need, you know, we talk about LSU's ability to, they'll be able to throw the ball. They'll probably Nussmeier's going to throw for over 4,000 yards again if he's healthy. But can, when it's third and two, third and one, third and three, whatever it is, can they run the ball and pick up the first down? That was the big problem they had last year in crucial situations. You go back even to the season opener a year ago against USC, the inability to pick up first downs and short yardage situations really hampered this team, and they got to be able to have a solid running game to go along with what should be a prolific passing attack.
I refuse to say room, so I'm going to ask you, with 60 seconds left, run down the running back position for me, please.
Well, you got Caden Durham. Obviously, that's where it starts. And then you're hoping for Caleb Jackson to have a bit of a breakthrough season this year. Trey Holly, the fantastic freshman from St. Martin's, I think he's going to be a part of this offense as well. So, you know, those three guys right there, I mean, I think they're going to be a big part of what LSU does offensively.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, LSU, back on the practice field today. Outside, Jeff, do you know?
They might start indoors, but I wouldn't be surprised if they make it outdoors as well.
I guess as hot as Baton Rouge is here. Thank you, sir. Jeff Palermo. We'll take a break. Come back. We're going to spend an hour with a board-certified food allergist. School's starting back, and we're going to learn about kids' allergies and what you need to be aware of, what you don't, etc. when we come back.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.